Time now for an Olympics update with thanks to Monarch Painting, the leaders in paint accessories. Do the job right. MonarchPainting.com.au.
Plenty of news already, despite the fact we haven't had the opening ceremony. Well, Australian swimmer and Olympic medal hopeful Kaylee McKeown has withdrawn from the 200 medley. McKeown, 20, was tipped to perform strongly in the 200-metre medley, but will instead put her focus into the 100-metre backstroke and 200-metre backstroke races. I wonder whether that impacts those who are forecasting particular medals. Her decision comes despite being ranked number one in the world in all three races. Now, just on this, does another Australian take the reins there, or does it cost somebody a spot?
A good point.
If it's cost someone a spot, you've got to be a little bit
filthy.
You'd be filthy, but
I'm not too sure about the individual medley. Someone might be able to come in for her.
Yeah.
Because generally some of the people, let's say we've got two people that represent each race for us, there might be someone that came third that might be there for another event. So they might just fill in the IM there.
Okay, hopefully that's the case. Oh, what about this news? Now, this is one of the great fight backs in history of sport. The softballers for Australia, the women's softballers, mercy rule. We lost the mercy rule to the host Japan, 8-1. 8-1, and they've bounced back with a 1-0 win over Italy. How good's that, Spud?
Oh, well, I didn't understand what mercy, what they feel bad from.
Well, there's a rule there if you're leading by so much after so long.
Hang the boots
up. That's all she wrote.
Yeah, well, good response. That was a bit of a touch-up, the first one, so congratulations.
Now, this is a big one. You're all across the soccer, or as they call football, in most parts of the world. Brooksy, Matildas won 2-1 overnight, but tell us why it was so significant, the victory.
So, you know how in World Cups and Olympics and Euros, there's the group of death, where there's generally like three or four really good teams vying out for two positions. So, we have Team USA and Sweden, who are the top two countries in our pool, as well as our rivals, New Zealand. So, beating New Zealand 2-1 overnight. They're up 2-0 at halftime. Really good performance. Tony Gustafsson is the coach. He used to coach Team USA, so he'll try and get the girls up for a big one against them. So they've got to finish top two, or they can be one of the best, the top two
of
the
card.
Third. Yeah, repechage for the third place team. So top two of the third place teams.
I look at that side, Brooksy. I think you got Kerr in there as the fantastic Australian soccer player. She's like the Cameron Smith of any side. She wins, they win. So it's great for the Australian side.
Yeah, she let them really, like, making very good runs. Like, she was just leading up front, good target. They scored some cracking goals. Old Brenton Speed was on the call. It was good to hear his dulcet tones on the football again.
What about the dulcet text? This guy has been out of action. Talk about bounce backs. The softballers for Australia, they had a big bounce back. We haven't seen this bloke. We're a bit concerned of his health, actually. Sharpie from Campbelltown's there. Sorry, Sharpie. As per normal, we can't read your text out, but you do amuse us, and it's great to have your company, Sharpie. 1300 01 1170. That is the Olympic update, all thanks to Monarch Painting. The leaders in paint accessories. Do the job right. MonarchPainting.com.au.